ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभां व्यास शंकर मध्यमां अस्मदाचार्य पर्यंतां वंदे गुरु परंपरां श्रुति स्मृति पुराणानां आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पाद शंकरं लोक शंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्र भाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ओम ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्ति भेद विभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्त देहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति शांति शांतिः ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे परमानंद माधवम् ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः सांख्ययोगो नाम द्वितीयोऽध्यायः भगवान इज अनफोल्डिंग आत्मस्वरूपम् from the 12th verse onwards. And the very 11th verse, in the opening verse where Bhagavan starts speaking, 11th verse, Bhagavan made very clear, Panditahana Anushochanti. That one sentence is in a Panditahana Anushochanti. Panditahana Anushochanti. Wise people do not grieve means wisdom and grief cannot coexist. Where there is wisdom, there cannot be grief. Where there is grief, definitely there is ignorance. Therefore, knowledge is the only means of resolving the human misery for good. And therefore, one has to understand the reality. To know the reality, obtaining as one's own swarupam, one needs to know how reality is. Therefore, this beautiful unfoldment of the nature of the self. Atma swarupam pratipadayanti. All these verses reveal the essential nature of the individual, jiva. The 12th verse, Bhagavan started unfolding. And we have come to the 16th verse.
Nasato vidyate bhavaha, na bhavo vidyate sataha, ubhayorapi drishtontaha, tvanayostatva darshibhihi.
After seeing the bhashyama also, in this bhashyam, Shankara Bhagavatpada mainly refutes two schools of thought. One is the Shunyavada Buddhism. The Shunyavadi Bauddha is refuted. Then the Nayayika is refuted. Two people are refuted. By way of refuting the views of this Shunyavadi Bauddha and a Nyaya philosopher, the teaching of this verse is made very clear. What the teaching? Of course, Asat has no independent existence of its own. We know very well. That Asat, which has no independent existence, is said to be Mithya. But what is important is Sataha Abhavaha Na Vidyate. Means Sat is that which exists always, beginninglessly, endlessly, changelessly, independently. There's never a time the reality is not. Reality is that which is always there. And being there always, being existent is the very nature of reality. That is why it's implied with the term existence. Why reality, sadvastu, vastu, why it is implied with the term vasat? Because it is of the nature of existence. Being existent is the rupa of the reality. It is always there. Being abstract, being formless, being all pervasive, not being an object, it is not available for perception, objectification, not available for description of by the words, through words, available for conceiving also mentally. Therefore, it is easy for us to say this, it doesn't exist. There is no such a thing called reality. That's why the Buddhist was, we had an idea. Therefore, Bhagavan has to. Here Shankara Bhagavatpada explains this verse saying that there is, whenever we experience any object in the world, in experiencing every object, we have two experiences, buddhidvayam. What is that? One is experience of the object and experience of the existence of the object. And how reality is experienced here? Reality, the abstract, formless reality, is a formless, abstract, formless reality, is always experienced in the form of the existence enjoyed by any object. The existence of the object. And that reality experienced in the form of existence of the object is always there as a qualifying existence. Qualifying existence. Qualifying existence means what? An existent object is that which is existent, isn't it? We don't call something non-existent, existent object. Object is existent. Existent object means that the reality is in the form of, isn't it? Attribute of the object. Existent object. What is existent? Object means existent. Reality is in the form of the qualifying attribute of the object. That when an object is experienced, existence of the object also is experienced. In fact, the reality which cannot be experienced at all, not being an object, reality which cannot be objectified, cannot, not an object, which cannot be perceived through senses, can be conceived through the mind, can be described through words, such reality is experienced. How? In the form of existence. So existence is experienced always when the existence is a qualifying attribute of an object. Existence of, as the existence of any given object, existence is available for experience. That experienced existence is said to be what? Sopadhika satta. Sopadhika satta, savisesha satta, saguna satta. You can say, abhasa satta also, manifest existence. Existence, reality experienced in the form of existence enjoyed by an object is what? Existence experienced as the qualifying attribute of the object is an existence associated with a given object. Is said to be sopadhika satta. Sopadhika satta alone is available for experience. As an object available for, as an object of experience. When the object is not there also, what happens if, when the object is not there, so the qualifying attribute, the reality loses its status of being a qualifying attribute of an object. Object may not be there. potis means potis existent. You mean the existent pot. There is an existent pot. There, pot is experienced. The form, name and function. The pot is experienced. The clay, the cause of the pot is also experienced. Karanam and Karim both are experienced. Along with the object pot, what is experienced is existence of the pot. Existence is also experienced. You don't see the existence through physical eyes, but still you understand there is existence of the pot. When the pot is experienced, existence of the pot is also experienced. That existence experienced as the existence of the pot is what? Sopadhika Satta. That existence is Brahma. That existence is Parambarul. Now, I don't see through physical eyes. Yes, you don't see through physical eyes. What is there as existence of every object is Brahma. So, Padika Satta. Now, when the pot breaks and goes away, still the existence enjoyed by the pot continues to be there as the existence enjoyed by broken pieces of the pot. Again, existence enjoyed by every other object also. Pot is the only object. Countless number of objects are there. How many ever objects are there? Existence enjoyed by every object, countless number of objects, is the one and the same existence. One indivisible, undivided, partless existence alone is enjoyed by every object. Is there as existence enjoyed by every other object? So existence is always there as existence of the objects which come and go. Suppose exist, now the whole jagat resolves. No object at all. There's no object at all. Then what happens to the existence? That existence obtaining as the existence enjoyed by the object continues to be there as what now? Nirguna Satta. Existence with Jagat is what? Sopadhika Satta. Saguna Satta. Savisesha Satta. Existence minus Jagat. Minus object. Any object. Or every object. Or the entire world also. Existence does not become non-existent. Existence is a pure existence. Nirguna Satta. Nirupadhika Satta, Nirvisesha Satta. But that Nirvisesha Satta, the existence minus object is equal to pure existence, attributeless reality. The pure existence, Shuddha Satta, Nirvisesha Satta, Nirguna Satta, Nirupadhika Satta is not available for experience. Cannot be experienced. Then what happens? Just because it is not available for experience, we should not mistake it for non-existent. Then that Nirupadhika Satta, Nirvisesha Satta, Nirguna Satta is there as pure existence. The pure existence is in the form of the Swarupam of the Knower, which is pure consciousness. So the Swarupam of the Knower consciousness alone is there as the known experienced existence of the known object. Knower consciousness is in the form of the existence of the known object. When the existence is there as the existence of the known object, it is also object of experience, which is manifest existence. So, We can say that we need the word knower also. That the pure, the consciousness alone, obtaining as the swarupa of the knower, is there very much in the form of existence of the object, which is called manifest existence. When the object is not there, existence is what? Pure. It is not manifest, unmanifest. It is pure consciousness. Isn't it? So this is the teaching I've seen until now. Actually, I'm going to, as I told you, I'll send you notes, I told you, but too many things happening, just my time got consumed. Definitely without fail, this week I should send the whole notes for all of you. So, we saw last class,
Yeka adhikaranatvam ghatadi visesha bhave na yuktam.
This is the objection of Nayayika. What was the objection, do you remember? Because
Yeka adhikaranatvam na yuktam. Ghatadi visesha abhave.
What does it mean? When there is no object such as pot, etc.
Ghatadi visesha abhave.
The visesham here means what? Noun. Noun implies what? A substance. Now object. Visesha means here object.
Ghatadi visesha abhave.
When there is absence of object such as pot, etc. What happens to existence now? Existence enjoyed by the pot is not there. Why? Because existent pot means existence, reality is there as the existence of the object. Existent pot is not there means there is non-existent pot. Existent pot is equal to experienced existence. Non-existent pot means there must be what?
No existence.
That is his idea. Visesha bhave, then there is no existence. It's one thing, isn't it? No, that is not true. When the object is not there, in the absence of the object such as pot, etc. also, there is existence. Not qualifying existence. Existence is not as attribute of an object, associated with an object, but existence is there as pure existence, which cannot be experienced. Because it's not experienceable, we should not mistake it for non-existent. Even then, reality is there as the pure, non-experienceable existence in the form of pure consciousness. This I explained many times. One more thing is, existence is satyam. Existence, the nature of being reality, satyam. And object is what? Mithya. So, how can mithya object and satyam existence be together? I mean, in the same, simultaneously they cannot be there. Why? Because it is natural, no? Two opposite attributes cannot coexist. I gave example last class, remember? Fat, thin person has come. Because fatness and thinness are viruddha dharma, opposite attributes. There can be a fat person, there can be a thin person. Two people can be there. One fat person, one thin person. But these attributes cannot coexist in the same person. One person cannot be fat and thin simultaneously. Samana adhikaranatam means what? Same locus cannot be the locus of two opposite attributes. But here, so satyam and mithya are what? Opposite. One is absolutely real, one is empirically real. They cannot coexist. How is it possible? Sati Mithya coexistence. He said, yes, if they both belong to the same order of reality, then they cannot coexist. Tallness is Mithya, fatness is Mithya, so they cannot coexist. But Satyam and Mithya belong to two orders of reality. Satyam is absolutely real. Mithya is empirically real. They do not belong to the same order of reality. Therefore, it is possible for Satyam and Mithya to coexist. Isn't it? For which he gave example of idam uktam iti marichadau anyatara abhavepi samanadhikaranya darshanat. So in mirage, he gives example of mirage water, and there he says, we see the dry land. Dry land cannot have any dampness. You can't say damp, wet, dry land I see. You cannot say that. Because they're opposed to each other, isn't it? Where dampness is, there cannot be dryness. Where dryness is, where there cannot be. Water and dryness cannot go together, coexist. But still you see the mirage water. In mirage water, what you see? You see the dry land, but you are seeing the water. Real water, real dry land, you cannot sort together. The water is not real. Mirage water. Dry land is relatively real. Therefore, there are two orders of reality. With this unreal water, relatively real dry land can coexist. So in Marichyadi, in example, in when you accept the coexistence of two opposite things of two opposite natures, dry land and water. You see, in mirage water, why? Because they're not, if both are real, it's not possible. So one is not real. So through dry land, which is relatively real, mirage water is not real, unreal. So because things belong to two orders of reality can coexist. That's what this example shows. From this we understand this existence, absolutely real existence, can be with what? As existence of mithya objects. So, there's no error in the coexistence of what is mithya and what is real. This is the teaching here. And Bhagavad Gita class becomes the really affected by all of our lot of my programs and things like that. And hereafter, we see that these Bhagavad Gita classes do not get affected at all. We have a very intense and serious Gita Bhasham study class we'll have. At least on this auspicious day, let us make a sankalpa. Let us go by that. So we'll seek Bhagavan's grace and Swamiji's great blessings for our continuous, unaffected, serious, effective study of the Gita Bhashyam classes in the future. Okay? So we'll end the class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.